You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I should be writing number 444. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty, and it is 1 week until November 1st. 1 week. Had a lot of people write in about the whole gratitude journaling thing, and appreciate that, giving me some more clear ideas of what to put in them. I ordered a journal to keep track of goals and gratitude and stuff. Mainly because I like buying blank books. I'll be honest with you. But the funny thing is, perhaps other people who are good at setting goals can illuminate this for me. But my goals, I don't know how to set those either. Because my goals are write this book. And it's like, oh, break your goals down into small steps. Okay, write part of the book every day. And none of that seems to be something I have to write down. I guess it's, I know that that's what I have to do for the day's work. I have to write part of the book. And as for coming up with larger goals, what's funny is I actually achieved what I would have thought to be a goal last year, a couple of them, without ever setting them, possibly because I never thought they were possible, so I didn't think to ask for them. But things like, I wrote a Star Wars book, and I got several award nominations, and I won an award. I don't know if an appropriate goal would be money, but that's hard because that's not something you can control. You can only control the work you do. I suppose if I do more work more often, that would lead to more money. But everything I see about the whole, like if you're a salesperson, try to do 10 sales calls before breakfast and get 100 no's before lunch, that kind of thing. I've heard that all of that as reasonable goals. That's harder in a creative career. Other writing goals could include self-publishing stuff that nobody else wants to publish. Could include a challenge for myself, such as writing... I do not know what the dog is barking at. I'm pretty sure there's somebody outside about to murder us. But anyway... It could be to write more frequently, like put out more short stories. Either send them out on the Patreon or submit them. I think NaNoWriMo is really good because it has a definite goal, and it has a definite split of how to do the goals. And the Pacemaker page I told you guys about, if you're not using it, you really should, at pacemaker.press. That can help you break up your work into days that may not be equal, but save you on, say, weekends. You could write more or less. Or write more at the beginning, or write more at the end. But what's funny is, for me, something always seems to come up in November. I know I'm getting off topic here, but it amused me. I turned in a book this summer, and I know it's going to require a good bit of work to edit it. But I just heard back from my editor that we're going to have a meeting next week. So we're going to meet at the end of October, which means I'm going to have to do the edits in November. So if I want to do NaNoWriMo, I've got to do NaNoWriMo and book edits. And I have to do a daily show for you guys. And I know two of those things I don't have to do, but I really want to. I think I'm going to have to reprioritize everything or get my random number generator boss back to work. Actually, I used the random number generator earlier this week and was very productive. So I'm trying to use it today with the little bit of time I have left in the day. So yeah, I'm just thinking about how to set goals as a writer. When you're beginning, you may want to set goals that are to get in the habit of writing. So it's not, you're not thinking about write a book, you're thinking about write a certain number of words a day or write a certain number of words a week. I'm not going to say that you have to write every day in order to be a pro writer. I know that's not feasible for some people, or some people's brains don't work that way. And as I've said before, as long as you're working and getting stuff down, you're writing. But another thing that the habit and goal setting does is it takes some things out of your hands. And as I feel like I'm coming to this realization kind of slowly, because I've been doing this for a long time, it feels like. But I've said that I like the random number generator method of making a to-do list because it bypasses decision fatigue. If you didn't hear about this a couple of weeks ago, decision fatigue is a real thing. It's the reason why, say, former President Obama would wear, he had like only a few kinds of suits and he would just cycle through them because he knew he had to make a whole bunch of important decisions in the day. So he didn't want to waste any sort of decision-making energy on little things like what to wear. Some of the things you think are not taxing your brain really are. So when I look at my to-do list, I just get all, you know, they're the stuff I bounce off of that I actively don't want to do. And there's the stuff I go to that kind of needs to be done, but is not very important. So I do a random number generator to decide which one I'm going to do. And if it's one of the little things, well, then I'll do the little thing and give a little bit more weight to the thing I need to be doing. And when the thing I need to be doing comes up, then I do it. I don't know why this works for me. Maybe I thrive when I have a boss. And when you're a freelance writer, you don't really have a boss. So if you're developing a habit of writing, one of the things it does is it gets rid of decision fatigue and it gets rid of that feeling of not being inspired. It's not a, I'm not inspired today, I can't write. It's a, okay, I have to write X number of words today, what am I going to do? Our brains are very good at taking any sort of little excuse and just running off like a kid with a balloon. Oh, I have writer's block, la 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 la. Writer's block is a real thing. I'm not putting that down. Please understand. But a lot of times, I mean, almost every day you sit down at the computer and you're just like, oh, okay, where was I going with this? What was the next thing I was going to do? And your brain's kind of like, hey, maybe you have writer's block. Hey, maybe you should just take some time off and rest and you know. And sometimes the brain may be right, but more often than not, it's not. It's just trying to not work. I don't know why I got the picture of my brain as a child with a balloon, but it's pretty accurate. Again, writer's block is real. It cripples some people. But I think there are levels of being stuck that aren't quite like writer's block. Just like depression is real and oftentimes needs to be medicated, but it honestly does help sometimes to watch your diet and your sleep and just make sure you do some self-care. And this is my segue onto my NaNoWriMo episodes. Because I've done this for several years, and I'm running out of things to say because it's always November, it's pretty much the same advice. Last year I got crazy with the whole purge idea, but really it's a little hard to come up with something new and fresh to say through November when you're writing 1,666 words a day. So this year I'm doing a new focus. It is going to be a sort of self-care toolkit during NaNoWriMo. Because if you are sleep deprived, if you are hungover, if you are bloated and unhappy and sedentary, then that's going to hurt your writing too. I will have advice on writing, but I will also be pushing you to take good care of yourself while you do this. You know, elite athletes watch their diets. They get plenty of sleep so they can work hard and they can perform the best that they can. So when you're taking on NaNoWriMo in November, you are acting like an elite athlete because you are doing a lot of work. And so, like an elite athlete, no, you're not working your bodily muscles, but you are working your brain. You need to be alert. You need to have your body feeling as good as it can be. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on. If you're still doing the NaNoWriMo challenge, the build-up workout challenge, it is the 25th today. Your target quota is 1,303. Saturdays, 1,355. Sundays, 1,407. And if you're listening to this on a Monday, it's 1,459. It's getting close. If you would like to get a few more episodes of the NaNoWriMo podcast, or you would like to hear the regular episodes early, then support me on Patreon. That's patreon.com/mightymer. You will also get access to all of the archives, which is pretty much my entire writing career, from having not sold anything to where I am now. I guess it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of a writer's journey. Man, the thought of listening to all of that just terrifies me. But, you know, if you want to, Godspeed. My site is merverse.com. My email address is mightymer@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter @mightymer. If you have questions for me, send them. I love ideas for the show. If you have self-care advice or questions, then please email me and tell me whether you can. I can say your name on the show. And I'd love whatever help I can get. If you have suggestions or questions, that would help me out. But that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my friends. You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.